Old-fashioned. When they say old-fashioned, they want us to think about the old days, don't they? The old days. You know, before we had sanitation laws. Before hygiene became popular. Back when E. coli was still considered a condiment. Right next to old-fashioned in the warmth and nostalgia department is homemade. You see it on packages in the supermarket. Homemade flavor. Folks, take my word for this. A food company operating out of a 90-acre processing plant is functionally incapable of producing anything homemade. I don't care if the CEO is living in the basement, wearing an apron and cooking on a hot plate. It's not gonna happen. Same with restaurants. Homemade soup. Once again, doesn't matter how much the 4-foot amphetamine-laced waitress with the bright orange hair smoking the 3 Marlboros reminds you of your dear old mother, the soup is not homemade. Unless the chef and his family are sleeping in the kitchen, and if that's the case, I'm not hungry. Homemade is a myth. You want to know some things that are homemade? Crystal meth, crack cocaine, a pipe bomb full of nails. Now we're talking homemade. If you need further information, check the notes of Timothy McVeigh. Old Tim knew how to cook up little homemade goodies. Sometimes the advertising people realize that homemade sounds too full of shit, so they switch to home style. They'll say something has a home style flavor. Well, whose home are we talking about? Jeffrey Dahmer's? Believe me, folks, there's nothing home style about the boiled head of a Cambodian teenager, even if you sprinkle parsley on the hair and serve it with oven-roasted potatoes. Style is another bullshit word you have to keep an eye on. Anytime you see the word style added to another word, someone is pulling your prick. New York style deli. You know why they call it that? Because it's not in New York. That's the only reason. It's probably in bumfuck Egypt. The owner's from Rwanda, and the food tastes like something the Hutus would feed to the Tutsis. Another bogus use of the word style is in family-style restaurant. Family-style. What that means is that there's an argument going on at every table, and the eldest male is punching the women. You know, family-style. Gourmet. Here's another word the advertising sluts have completely wiped their asses with. Everything is gourmet now. Gourmet chicken in a can. Gourmet dining in a cup. Folks, try not to be too fucking stupid, would you? There's no such thing as gourmet coffee, gourmet rolls, or gourmet pizza. Gourmet means one thing. We're going to charge you more. Same thing is true of the word cuisine. The difference between food and cuisine is $60. That's it. They're stealing from you. You want to know some real gourmet food? Toasted snail penises. Candied fillet of panda asshole. Deep dish duck dick. Now you're talking cuisine. Here's a word only a bullshitter could love. Hearty. Soups are hearty. Breakfast is hearty. Folks, next time you see the word hearty, take a good look at the rest of the label. 600 grams of saturated fat. You know, hearty, as in heart attack. It's a good idea to be wary of any words ending in Y, in particular such words as buttery, lemony, and chocolatey. Anytime marketers add a Y to the name of a food, you can be sure they're yanking your schwants. Real chocolatey goodness. Translation? No fucking chocolate. And while we're at it, zesty and tangy are not real words that normal people use in conversation. Has anyone ever turned to you in a restaurant and said, "This pork is really zesty, and it's tangy, too"? My comment? Hey, zesty, I got something tangy for you. And watch out for the word flavored. Lemon-flavored drink. Oh, yeah? Let me know if you spot any trace of a goddamn lemon in there. There's even a pet food that calls itself a chicken-flavored treat. Well, a dog doesn't know what chicken tastes like. He might like it if you give him some, but he's not going to say, "Oh, good, I was hoping we'd have something chicken-flavored again. One grows so tired of beef." The last one of these bullshit food words is natural. And these comments are directed at all you environmental jack-offs out there. The word natural is completely meaningless. Everything is natural. Nature includes everything. It's not just trees and flowers and the northern spotted owl. It's everything in the universe. Untreated raw sewage, polyester, toxic chemical waste, used bandages, monkey shit. It's all perfectly natural. It's just not real good food. But you know something? It is zesty. And it's tangy, too. Bon appetit, consumers. I have a few complaints about retail stores. When did they pass a law that says the people who make my sandwiches have to be wearing gloves? I'm not comfortable with this at all. I don't want glove residue all over my food. It's not sanitary. Who knows where these gloves have been? Let's get back to the practice of human hands making sandwiches for human beings. And we have to stop this tipping people for counter service thing. No one should get a tip for standing erect, moving a few feet to one side, and picking up a muffin. The sign on the pathetic little tin cup says tips would be appreciated. Well, so would some fucking decent service. Let's be honest, folks. There's not a great deal of IQ floating around behind these counters. Maybe in their homelands, some of these people might pass for intelligent, but to me, if they live in this country and can't speak English, their IQ plunges around 300 points. I shouldn't have to leave a tip in order to pay for someone's English lessons.